great deal of nutritional research and guidance for adults, but very little for infants and toddlers. Hello, everyone. I'm Cindy Young with Brownfield. Driving Demand is a content partnership with the Missouri Beef Industry Council. In recent years, the nutrition science community has been looking at what babies need to set them up for healthy living. More on Brownfield after this.
America is best when we stand united around the grill and the protein choice of grill pros. Beef. Yes, beef. The perfect foundation to handle any taste. Tangy and sweet. Spicy and bold. Every flavor perfectly savored. Join your fellow Americans in delicious celebration at UnitedWeState.com. Beef. It's what's for dinner. Funded by beef farmers and ranchers. Nicely done, Beef. When football fans everywhere cheer for their team, they're cheering for you too. Because your savory snacks fuel the gridiron battle. With your tasty sliders, hearty chilies, and drool-worthy steaks, every option is an MVP. Most valuable protein. So gather around the TV and get cooking at BeefIt'sWhat'sForDinner.com. Funded by beef farmers and ranchers.
For more than 15 years, the Beef Checkoff has funded and supported research looking at beef as a first food. Shailene McNeil is Executive Director of Nutrition Science, Health, and Wellness for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
Now we're coming to a time where the rest of the nutrition science community is beginning to look at that research and think about this more and realize that babies have really big nutrition needs, but really small tummies. So they need nutrient-dense foods, and there are few foods other than beef that provide the nutrition that beef can provide. So a lot of great interest now in meat and red meat and beef specifically because it has iron and zinc, and those are the exact nutrients that babies need when they start transitioning from breast milk to real food.
Research proves babies need nutrients provided by beef.
Babies who don't get adequate iron and zinc, for example, they can have cognitive delays. Later in life, they can struggle in school and with learning. They can have growth delays. And it goes beyond iron and zinc. It's the B vitamins and the choline and the whole package that beef delivers.
Years of research are paying off.
For the first time, the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, which will be issued either later this year or early in January, have decided to look at all the research that exists and make recommendations for infants from birth to 24 months of age. And so as they've looked at all this, they have really concluded and are recommending that babies focus on getting nutrient-rich foods like meat to get those key nutrients that really aren't found in a lot of other foods. So what we're seeing is new dietary guidelines coming that are going to really highlight the role of animal-sourced foods, especially meat, especially red meats like beef, because of that nutrient that those nutrients that they provide.
McNeil tells Brownfield early exposures to foods can set babies up for a lifetime of healthy eating.
It starts even in utero when they start to shape their taste preferences. So if babies are eating beef earlier in life, they develop a taste preference for it. And that might sound self-serving to beef, but it's also very important nutritionally because they develop a lifelong of eating these great nutrients that beef delivers.
Driving Demand is a content partnership with the Missouri Beef Industry Council. I'm Cindy Young with Brownfield.